You can't handle the truth.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
You're gonna need a bigger potion.
Do I feel lucky?
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
Okay, we are back with hopefully another exciting episode of Through the Lens. This is Darren and
Tracy.
I'm doing my best to basically yell because Corey, our beloved and volunteer editor, has said sometimes the sound level's messed up and he has to fix it. So Tracy, you better speak up.
Okay.
Or you're gonna take the fall.
Okay.
Do you see what I did there?
I see what you did.
It's been a little bit of a hiatus. I've missed Tracy immensely. She has been enjoying her hiatus from me.
I missed you too.
Are we still feeling the effects of the writer's strike?
Yes, absolutely.
Is that over now? I feel like it's over now.
Things aren't going to get back to normal till maybe 2025.
Well, I feel like with this movie that we're reviewing today, hopefully we are welcoming in summer movies.
Yes, I agree.
So what are we reviewing, Trace?
The Fall Guy.
Okay, let's talk about The Fall Guy. First of all, stats. Rated?
PG-13.
Length?
2 hours and 6 minutes.
Is there an end credit scene?
Yes, and you better stay for it.
Yeah, we'll get into that later. But I want to let you know that during the credits, there's kind of a cool thing where they go through actually the stunts in the movie and show them to you. So that's cool.
Yeah, that was
cool. It actually
cool.
makes the credits go a lot faster when you're just watching cool stuff.
Yeah.
But then there's like a legit end credit scene. And when I will say this, when you see like a legit scene, you can leave. There's maybe like a minute after that.
Yep.
But that when you see a legit scene, you can go. So people of a certain age, I feel like there might have been a slice of people who will catch this reference will know that this is actually based on something.
Yes.
Like I was telling people that and like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I watched this show all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I wasn't sure it was the same thing, but it is because his name is Colt Seavers.
Yes.
So this is based on what, Tracy?
The TV series, The Fall Guy, starring, should I say?
You could say the show. Yeah. I mean, Lee Majors was in that.
Yeah. Lee Majors and Heather Thomas. Doug Barr.
Lee Majors is like one of the original badasses because he did that. He did The Million Dollar Man.
$6 Million Man.
He did something else too that he was major in. No pun intended.
I'm not sure.
But he's.
But I'll remember.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I watch that show all the time. Now, here's the thing I want to see your opinion on this, Tracy. This is not really a reboot or a remake of The Fall Guy, although the guy's name is Colt Seavers and he is a stuntman.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like this is more of an ode to stuntmen.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if there's future movies, there will be a more of an alignment with the show. But in the show, Colt Seavers was a stuntman, but like that didn't bring in all the bills, so he also was a bounty hunter.
Right. And you know he was in the Big Valley like when he was a kid, Lee Majors.
I don't even know what the Big Valley is, Trace.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. I forget. You're a child.
Thank you. After the whole couple of episodes where you listed everyone my age who looks better than me, it's nice to be considered a child, even though I'm very old. But anyway, he in the show, he was a bounty hunter. So every episode, he was like trying to track someone down. And he's pretty much all stuntman.
Yeah.
And I think part of that is because the director was a former stuntman. So it's really more of a love letter to stuntmen with, you know, the name grafted on.
Yes, and this director of the film also directed Atomic Blonde, Bullet Train, one of the John Wicks.
Well, you should have led with John Wick.
Yeah, well.
So who is in this movie? Well, by the way, last thing I want to say about that. Although I believe it's an ode to stuntman and not necessarily a Colt Seavers kind of like remake, that actually is kind of freeing because it's not cheesy. Like it's a stuntman movie. It's fun.
Yeah, like, I mean, there is some cheese.
Oh, it's cheese, but yeah. What I mean by cheese is like when they're trying to adapt source material and reboot it, sometimes you're like, that sucked. But,
yeah.
There was a little Bionic Man sound. Did you catch that?
Yes, I caught it. I was like, yes.
By the way, the other thing about the TV show that I loved was the theme song, The Unknown Stuntman.
Yes.
Which, again, you might not have heard. In the credits, they played like it looked like an updated version of it, and the updated version sucked compared to the original.
Yes, I agree.
They clearly were trying to make it more PC or something, but like that's not what the stuntman song was about. Anyway, who is in this movie actors-wise?
Ryan Gosling.
Before we go into my deep thoughts about Ryan Gosling, who else is in the movie?
Emily Blunt.
She was in the new Mary Poppins?
Yeah.
She's in everything.
Oppenheimer.
Was she in Jungle Cruise with The Rock?
Yes, yes, she is.
I have complicated feelings about her too, actually.
I like her.
All right, and there's other people we should talk about in the movie, right?
Well, there's some Marvel folks in the movie. Aaron Taylor Johnson.
What happened to that dude? He was all skinny when he was Quicksilver. In the past few movies, he's been like super mega crazy buff.
Yeah.
He's pretty funny in the movie.
Yeah. Winston Duke from Black Panther.
Yeah, that's who I wanted you to get hit on. And the girl from Ted Lasso's in it.
Yes, Hannah Waddingham. At first, I didn't know it was her.
Because she's got brown, black hair instead of blonde.
Yes, and then when she took off her glasses, I was like, oh, yeah, that's who that is.
Okay, now we got to go to my right. We got to talk about Ryan Gosling, and then we can go into Emily sure. Blunt. Ryan Gosling. Too good-looking, too popular. I want to hate him.
You can't, though.
But I can't. Like, he's so cool.
He's kind of cool.
Him and Ryan Reynolds, I'm jealous and I want to hate them both.
Yeah.
But I just like them both.
Yeah.
Like, I really want to hate Ryan Gosling, but he just seems like a cool dude.
He does seem cool.
He was in, The Notebook? Is that what his kind of breakout thing was?
Yeah.
And I hated, I don't even know if I saw that, but I didn't want to see it if yeah. I did. But yeah, he's just a charismatic and he's just kind of cool. And, you know, I want to hate him though.
Ken.
I didn't see Barbie yet.
Yeah, but he's Ken.
See, I want to hate him because of that. Yeah. I just want to hate him for everything. He's just achieved so much, and I've achieved so little in comparison. But he was really good in this. Well, did you like him in this movie?
Yeah.
He was good. He had, like, he does this thing where, like, he's kind of goofy, but he's kind of sincere, and he does his lines well. Like, he just really sold this part.
Yeah, he did.
He was earnest, but also kind of messed up, but he wasn't, like, a tragic, like, dark hero. He was just kind of a screwed-up dude.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who he is like.
Go for it.
I can't think, but I will.
You're going to come up with either during the episode and you'll interrupt me and tell me, which is okay.
Yep.
Or you'll do it 5 minutes after the episode tapes and you'll text me when I'm driving home.
Yep.
So I thought he was good in the movie. He was perfect for this role, although I didn't think he would be. I don't think he's perfect for if they really were trying to go with a strict Fall Guy reboot. Like, I don't buy Bounty Hunter, but he's not a Bounty Hunter's movie. He's just a kind of a dog-eyed, doggy or whatever, like that. He got that hangdog look, stuntman mm-hmm. down in his luck. So he sold it, even yeah. though he's impossibly good looking.
Yeah.
Similarly, Emily Blunt. I don't buy her in any of her roles, but I also kind of like her.
Quiet Place, dude. You're forgetting.
She just doesn't seem to fit in where they're casting her. Maybe it's her cool accent or she's impossibly good looking. I don't know, but she doesn't fit into like these. Like, I didn't buy her as like a young photographer. I don't know.
No, I don't have a problem with her. I like her.
I just said the same thing. I don't buy her, but I like her despite myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's just also kind of charismatic. Like, the Jungle Cruise movie was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I didn't really buy it, but she did a good job
she
of selling that.
She did a good job, yeah.
She's got a...
Oppenheimer.
I didn't see that either. I was at Comic-Con. She's got a nice... this is going to sound weird, but she can bring some physicality to her roles, and by that I mean yeah. like, she has a couple, like... fight type things going on. Like, she did that in Jungle Cruise. I don't think she probably did that in Oppenheimer.
No.
But even in A Quiet Place, she kind of had to do a little fighting a little bit. So she's got that kind of like grit, but she's also impossibly good looking. So again, I don't want to like Emily Blunt, but I think I do. She's not my girl.
No, she's not your girl yet. She will be though.
You think?
Yeah.
She's got a star in a movie. Like, if she can get a cool comic book role, she could be my girl.
Okay.
Hey, if you're listening, Emily Blunt, if you take on a Marvel Comics role, you can elevate to Darren's girl status. But until then, you're definitely just, I don't mind you. So I thought she did a solid job as well. And they have to really, their chemistry was like kind of not super good at the beginning, but it really got, third act in? Kind of, I thought it went really well.
Mm-hmm.
Agree or disagree?
I disagree in that... I think their chemistry got better before the third act.
No, a third of the way in.
Oh, a third of the way in. Okay, yeah.
Like, basically, the setup, Tracy turned to me in the middle of it and said the setup's a little long.
Yes, the setup was long.
I didn't buy their relationship in the setup.
Okay,
I bought it. Where it was after the setup went forward.
Okay, yep, I agree. Yep.
And after that, it was just, because it's very meta. The movie is basically telling you they're making a movie about... what they're doing, but it's also kind of like the exact same thing going on, and it's all about getting back together, not getting back together, and you kind of want them to get back together despite yourself. Like, why would I root for Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt, who are probably got everything in the world to get back together. But I did. I was like, I want this to happen. So I guess we can go with the overall plot, right? Because it's in the trailers.
Yes.
So Ryan Gosling is a stuntman, and he's usually a stuntman for the Aaron Tyler Johnson character. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, they kind of do look alike. Aaron Tyler Johnson disappears. The movie is at risk. Colt Seavers is sent to go try to find him to save the movie.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, he's got this relationship thing going on with Emily Blunt.
Right.
And it's really just a big MacGuffin to allow us to have crazy stunts. I mean, what do you think of the plot? Does it matter?
It doesn't really matter.
Does not matter. Although, you know, I can't believe I'm saying this. Like, the plot itself was fine. I mean, it was a good excuse to have dump trucks fighting and fighting off boats and all that stuff. But what really drives this movie, and I'm going to, like, never say this again, I promise, is, like, the relationship.
Yeah.
That's what you're kind of rooting for, right?
Yeah, you're rooting for the relationship, and you're rooting for, I mean, you know, that all the different stunts and chases and everything that they do work.
And there's, I can't say there's no CGI, because I don't think they can make a movie without it, but it feels very practical stunt.
Christopher Nolan did in Oppenheimer, if you would see
it. Was there any stunts in Oppenheimer?
No.
Wasn't just people talking?
There's a bomb.
He didn't set off a real nuclear bomb, did he?
He set off some explosives.
You love Christopher Nolan.
I do.
You love him. Anyway, I felt the stunts were mostly practical stunts with stuntman. The dude's a stuntman. It does feel like you could feel it kind of tactile and real. And obviously it probably was maybe touched up after. But there wasn't any, like, I don't think there was any, like, cars flying that you can tell. Like, it's not Fast and the Furious.
No.
Or, like, the tank is clearly not real, you know? So I appreciated the action scenes. I appreciated the fight scenes. They felt legit because, you know, some movies were like, there's this everyman guy who suddenly has to fight his way through all the bad guys. You believe this one because he's a stuntman and this is what he does for his job. Like, he fights people, he drives cars. So when he's doing a crazy car chase, it feels real. So I bought it. But the plot had some ridiculous stuff. Like, when you're watching it, you don't really worry about it. But when you think about it, you're like, why did they let it get that far?
Yeah.
Why didn't they just have the six people who know about this go tell people this?
Yeah.
Why didn't, you know, it just seemed kind of, how did they do that? Like, he went up there and it was already gone. So, and how much stuff is going on in Australia and no policemen are around? like, people shooting all over the place. That's not a spoiler. There's guns all over the place in Australia. But if you can get past that, it was very fun.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on, like, the special effects? That's why you're going to see this movie.
Yeah, good.
Like, where do you, like, you can't just say good, this is a podcast. Like, where do you have a comparison? Do you have a feeling that you...
I can see different things that occurred in this movie that tie back to Bullet Train, that tie back to Fast and the Furious, which is another movie that the director had directed.
Which one? Doesn't matter.
Okay, they're all the same. And Atomic Blonde.
The fight scenes, the actual fight scenes, were very similarly choreographed to Atomic Blonde and Bullet Train. And I think people who listen to this show know my take on this. I loved them because they're intricate, but you can see everything that happens.
Yeah, you can see who dies and who, you know, gets hurt or...
And, like, I'm swinging here, and it's this person, but there's this other guy behind me. Like, there's none of this quick-cut garbage or, like, weird angles or whatever. So that, to me, is a sign of a good fight choreography because you're not hiding what you're not doing.
Right.
So I thought that was pretty... And it did look very much like the quick hit here, turn around, hit this guy. I mean, it did look a lot like the Bullet Train because Bullet Train was very confined, remember?
Yep.
And it did remind me of Atomic Blonde, which also had some standout. That's an underrated movie, by the way.
I know. I was just thinking, I want to see Bullet Train again.
Bullet Train was more fun.
Yeah.
Atomic Blonde was probably more like, what did I just see? Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of crazy fighting going on there. And the other thing is, like, I don't think that he probably would live through half the stuff that happened in this movie. But you felt because he's a stuntman, maybe he would.
Mm-hmm.
Like with the mouthpiece. That saved
him. Yes, the mouthpiece.
Mouthguard's enough. So I'm surprised that I liked this movie as much as I did. And I'm surprised I liked it as much as I did because... The only bearing that it had on the original Fall Guy was that he's a stuntman and his name's Colt Seavers. but I liked it.
I liked it too, and you're not looking at your watch during this movie. I think the time went by pretty quickly.
I would say, yes. How long? It was like 2 hours, right?
2:06, yep.
If I didn't buy the interplay between him and Emily Blunt, I would have been looking at my watch a lot because there's a lot of talkiness, but in a weird sense, like most action movies, when they throw in the romance, I just want to vomit. But this one actually was what kind of drove the movie. So I actually like those parts, and I never do. Am I getting old and soft, or was this movie just good?
I thought the movie was good.
Like, I just felt like they really kind of crackled a little bit there at the end.
Yeah.
When she was like trying to get revenge on him, that was funny.
Yeah.
So yes, pretty decent movie. Who's going to like it, Tracy?
Wait a minute. The karaoke scene was funny. The dog.
Okay. You like the karaoke scene more than me. I did like the dog. The dog was a big winner.
The dog could have easily been a monkey.
No, if it was a monkey, this movie's getting 10, I'll tell you right there. But the dog was like very reminiscent of the John Wick dog.
Yes, and the dog only took commands in French. It was so
and if you also have listened to this show, can I tell you what the dog did with the...
Yeah, go ahead.
I always appreciate it when an attack dog bites a guy in the groin.
Yeah.
And that happened. So it definitely is getting a star for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dog was underrated. And it almost stole the show.
Yeah.
Okay, so who's going to like this movie besides dog lovers?
Attack dog. I think anyone that likes, you know, action films, anyone that may have thought that or knew that this is sort of a tie back into the original Fall Guy.
Yeah, I just don't want to oversell it. Like, you're not going to get, like, the agency and all the stuff that you remember and all that stuff.
Right. But...
was it Augie? Was that his sidekick? He had a sidekick, didn't he? He had a girl with him and a sidekick in the show. No one cares.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
They're not in it.
Yeah, she is.
No,
well,
I mean,
no, yeah.
No, I mean, the care those. I'm saying, like, they don't have those roles in this movie.
Correct.
He doesn't have a sidekick.
Correct.
He doesn't have a female that, I don't remember what her role was. Did she run the agency or something, or did she was...
She did something. I mean, yeah, you're right.
It's just him. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think people of a certain age that remember the show, I think...
You do not need to see the show to like this movie. It's got nothing to do with it. There's no like lore, although there might be some hallbacks and stuff, but you don't need to really see
that. That is correct. And people that like, you know, blow them up, drive them off a cliff type of movies.
And I have to critique one thing you said earlier about my fighting scenes. The body count is extremely low, if anything. It's the beat up count is really high.
Yeah.
So this is definitely a little bit more family friendly than like a John Wick.
Correct.
It has the same level of violence, but no one's like getting their head blown off or necessarily dying.
Right. And no arms. People don't get amputated or anything.
I'm not going to let Parker see this because she will punch me all the time, but she won't cry because people are like dying all the time. It's different. So I think it earns its PG-13. There is also some cuss words.
Yeah, but not a lot.
Not a lot, but if you're like someone who doesn't want any kids to see cursing, which can you avoid that nowadays?
No, you can't avoid it.
I think it's a great action movie. I think if you like stunts and you're kind of burned out on CGI and possibly comic book movies, which I'm not, this will be kind of a nice summer blockbuster movie alternative. It feels fresh because it's a reboot of something no one knows about, and they didn't just make that movie again. It's not like the Miami Vice movie or the, you know, they make movies, RoboCop, they just make them and they suck. It's its own thing. It just kind of branded it with that. So it feels fresher than a reboot should.
And there's a lot of references to like 80s things.
Miami Vice.
Yeah, that's something else we need to tell you. Yeah.
But I don't think you don't have to know anything going in. It feels like it's new. It may become a franchise, but it's not one yet. So if you're tired of sequelitis. I think you can like this movie. I think if you like action movies, and if you like freaking Ryan Gosling and... Gosling and
he's hot right now.
Takes off his he didn't have his shirt off that much, did he?
No,
he had a sleeveless shirt on.
Yeah.
So there wasn't a lot of gratuitous shirt off, but he got wet. I don't know.
And there was one funny scene like near the end of the movie before the credits.
Oh yeah.
So, I laughed a couple of times.
So anywho, it was, yeah, it's funny. And the movie within the movie thing is funny too. So I think it's an enjoyable, it's a great date movie. It's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
It probably, I try to tell you when I really believe this, but it's probably something that should be seen on the big screen as opposed to in your room.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's got a lot of action in it. And the Fall Guy has a couple double entendres, you know? So.
Yep. And there's lots of pyrotechnics.
Yes, there's like legitimate pyrotechnics, and you also just have pyrotechnics.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, the time has come. Score.
Man, why do I have to go first? Why can't you go first this time?
Because you've never turned to me and said, Darren, what's the score? Because I always jump the gun on you, so you're stuck.
Yes, okay. My score is an 8. I think the chemistry between Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt is great. I think just his stick that he does, you know, the kind of goofiness, but he's serious and that kind of thing that he does. I like that. And I loved all the different references to the 80s. And I also love the karaoke scene and the dog.
Okay. 8's a solid score. I gotta think this through. I enjoy this more than I thought it would. It's got great special effects.
Yeah, me too.
The script, the plot has twists, but most of them are predictable.
Yep.
But I agree that the chemistry between them, about a third of the way in, when it kicks off, is really good, even though I don't want to like them. He somehow makes it believable that he's a down-on-his-luck everyman when he's impossibly good-looking and he's super strong and can do this stuff. So I bought him, and I didn't want to, so... it's early in the season, Tracy. I'm struggling. I don't want to overgrade inflation. I liked it more than an 8.
Do what you think is right.
I can't. I mean, I've been so starved for a good movie where people just, where stuff blows up. So probably I'm a prisoner of this early part of the summer. Apes is coming out. Oh, I don't want to spoil it. So I'm going to give it a 8.75.
Okay.
I got to leave myself. I did enjoy this movie. I have nothing really to critique except for some plot holes, but I need to reserve some star room for the upcoming movies because, Tracy, what are we hopefully reviewing next week?
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
I already know I'm giving it a 10. I don't care. I love apes. So it's going to be amazing. So I have to reserve some spots. And do you know what else is coming up?
Garfield and Mad Max, or the Furiosa, the Mad Max saga, or whatever.
It's a Furiosa prequel.
Yes.
Okay, so when can people see The Fall Guy this week?
Okay, so people can see The Fall Guy tomorrow at...
Well, let's say Saturday in case they're listening at a different time.
Oh, yeah. Saturday. 1:15, 4:30, and 7:45. And then 1:15 and 4:15 on Sunday. We will have it again next week.
Yeah, so if you happen to listen to this podcast later, you can watch it next week, and we will be watching Planet of the Apes.
Yes, and also our movie series in May are Strand Team Favorites from our longest tenured employees. And on Tuesday the 7th, it's a movie from yours truly, Tracy. And
are you
it's
say what it is?
Inception, the Christopher Nolan masterpiece.
You caused me so much conflict with that because, you know, I hate Christopher Nolan now, but I love Inception.
Inception is a damn good movie.
It's a great movie, but I'm so torn because it started all the things I hate about him. It's all about time, but it actually works in that movie. Like, I love that movie. Inception is a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't say that and have Christopher Nolan think I like his movies.
Well, guess what? He's a director and he's colorblind. How do you do that?
He's colorblind?
Yeah, he's got red-green colorblindness. That's in my intro.
Well, I guess you don't. If you're late to the intro, don't be mad because Tracy just told you part of it. Well, I actually am excited for Inception, or not Inception, for Memento. And Inception's good and all
Memento's
those things.
Good. And...
yeah, but other than that, I'm like, eh. So anyway, Tracy, thank you again for another episode. I look forward to next week rocking it out for Planet of the Apes. Are you watching it with me or are you going to bail?
No, I'm going to watch it. I love the apes. Get your hands off of me, you damn dirty ape.
If you catch that reference, you are old enough to listen to this show.
Yes.